the Good Friday Agreement. I think that the celebrations and the commemorations this year were wonderful in reminding us about how far we've come. When John Hume was asked often about how you could bring together a divided society, he often said, when people are divided, the only solution is in agreement. That has been evidenced over the last 25 years. But I want to juxtapose that to another 25th anniversary. We just very recently observed the 25th anniversary of the Oma bombing. A bombing that took place, by the way, not very far from where all of you are sitting right now, maybe a little more than an hour's drive from Glenties to Oma. The worst single atrocity in the Troubles, 31 people murdered. A heinous, cruel, disgusting act. I think after that shocking, and there were many awful incidents during the Troubles, and a lot of blood shed and a lot of tears shed, but I think that moment was one in which those who had signed on the dotted line to the Good Friday Agreement, and it was a wide variety and an interesting collection of people representing very different points of view. But after that heinous act, I think the overwhelming majority of people said no more, that we are moving forward and that we are going to, as imperfect as this agreement may be, we are going to attempt to make it work.